such a good fucking dinner. I can't believe you let me order two whole appetizers. Well, I don't know, my ex would have... You know what? Nothing. Thank you for spoiling me, baby. Yeah. I'm so lucky I have you. It took so long, but I finally have you, and really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, stupid. I can't tell you that. You'll probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean seriously, you'd probably think I was fucking insane. Like really, really, I do a lot to hide the crazy from you. A lot. And, well, I think it's probably better that way. You're sure? You really want to know? You're not gonna leave me if I'm honest? Really? Do you mean that? Nothing could make you leave? Well, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you before I finally got my current job. I was... God, this is so embarrassing. I really can't tell you. I can't. Really? You promise? You 100% swear you'll still love me and be with me? You swear on your life? Okay. Well, Before we properly met, I was homeless. And I was just so depressed. And I didn't really have much hope for myself. I felt like giving up. But then there you were. You walked by, you were with some bitch, but you stopped, and you looked at me, and you really, really, really looked at me, not as some, like, riffraff street rat. I don't buy that. not like trash, or like a piece of meat. You know, you really looked at me like a person. And then you give me $100. $100! Like it was nothing! And later I would know your finances. And I know that you could barely afford to do that, but you did it anyway. That's when I followed you. You and your little friend went on the bus, and then you walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close to me. I ended up moving all of my things closer to you so I could watch you every day. Leaving your house, this house, actually. It was like watching you walk out of our future every day. Having you so close made it so much easier to motivate myself. I even began collecting cans, like, all over town, so I could finally save up for a down payment on an apartment. It took a long time, like, really long time, but seeing you every day made it worth it. That is a very good question. It would have taken me so much longer to save up to get myself a small apartment, But there was this guy who gave me like $1,000 one day. He was creepy and he made me feel really unsafe overall, but he told me he wanted to help and he gave me the money and he left. It was weird, but I'm really grateful. I owe that guy everything. Yeah, so then I got my apartment and I worked my ass off, and well, when the time was right, I ran into you again, and well, here we are. No, that's it. I stopped the stalking, checking in. I stopped the checking in on you, shortly after, I swear. Okay, well, are you sure you won't be mad? Like, really? There's definitely more, but I'm afraid of upsetting you. Yeah. I did really work hard to get to where I am today. Thank you, baby. Come here. You're so sweet. Okay. There was more. Well, during our first date, I saw you type your password into your phone, and, well, when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff into your drink. Nothing bad, I promise. It was just gonna give you a little bit of a stomach ache, And then when it hit, you were so quick to run to the bathroom, you didn't even grab your phone, and that's when I started sending myself copies of, well, everything. Your notes, your photos, your passwords, everything. This made it really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way I knew it needed to be. God, that felt so fucking good to tell you. Oh, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. God, this honesty just feels so, so good. God, I don't want to stop. Okay. So let's see. Remember how you really, really wanted that promotion, but there was that asshole in your department who was such a kiss ass and such a brown noser, and he was basically going to get it because he was sucking up to your boss the whole time? Okay. So get this. I set up a spoof email and I made it look just like his, and then I sent a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. They weren't even the same dick. But it worked. He fell for it and he fired your coworker almost immediately, and then everyone was just told it was an HR related issue, and guess who got that promotion? You did, baby. Oh, yeah, I would do just about anything for you. For us, hell, that's what a good partner does. I remembered how I used to drug your food whenever we hung out. So the longer you spent away from me, the more you'd ache for me and want to be around me. You practically begged me to move in after a few months. It was really, really hard to get the dosages right, and you did get sick a few times, but I took care of you, and that made us closer, didn't it? You were so cute when you were so needy. I loved it. I loved it. God, I needed it so badly to keep you needing me. I do feel a little bad about isolating you from your friends, though. They did mean well. They really did. Blackmailing them made me feel really bad, but it was sort of their fault too. What do I mean? Oh, well, your friends, the married couple, they were the first, the The husband, of course, was cheating on his wife, but the best part was that the wife was also cheating on her husband. And they had no idea. So all I had to do was threaten to tell the other and just let them know the only thing they had to do was stop talking to you. I had planned to do something like this anyway because, well, they just didn't seem to like me very much. And I knew that they had told you I had a bad vibe or whatever that means. But look who's talking. I'm not the one cheating on my spouse. I didn't want that kind of bad influence on you. So, yeah, I made them go away. Most of your friends were bad influences, if I'm being honest with you. I had to make them all go away until I could figure out some people who were better for you. I'm still looking. I'm still looking. Don't look so worried. I know socialization is important for you. We'll find the right match someday, baby. You know I'll always take care of you. Yeah, that's probably enough for now. I think you get the point. I love you, baby. There's so much I've done to make sure our relationship works. I've done just about everything I can, and look how happy we are. Isn't this the best day ever? I've never seen you have so much fun. And now we're here, back in our bed, happy, drunk, and an entire life ahead of us. Oh, come here, give me a kiss. I want you so badly right now. Being vulnerable like that really makes me horny for some reason. Hey! Crazy bitch. What is this? Some kind of roleplay shit? You're such a freak. I love it. But you said I could be honest. You said to tell you the truth. You said you'd love me no matter what. You lied. You lied. You lied, 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 you lied. Why did you lie? You said you'd love me no matter what. Why are you leaving me if you said to tell you? I thought you loved me. And I'm sorry, I feel things very, very deeply. I need you to sit down on the bed, okay? Just stay there. I'll be right back. Drink. Now. Drink. Now. I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry, I feel awful admitting it, but it's the truth. I am obsessed with you. I'm sure you don't want to hear about how I systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship. It wasn't a mistake. Drink. It wasn't that I wanted to control you. I know that now. I just knew that I couldn't be happy imagining you dating anyone else, kissing anyone else. And I wish things could just go back to the way they were before. And I only see one way that can happen, especially after all the things I've done. Drink. Oh, baby. I realize how all this must sound. You're such a good person. I know that. I made sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of this. It's an awful feeling, this obsessiveness. It feels like a slow rot, the way it just twists and turns at your insides. Drink. The truth is, I'm not really that good of a person. I get
jealous. I get crazy. I feel selfish all the time. But the way you look at me, the way your eyes light up when I come home from the store, it makes it all worth it for me. I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I may have been homeless for a while, but I am not stupid. I knew you were the one the second you looked at me sitting up against that wall begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you. All my life, I wanted to find a love that made life worth living. Drink. So, I made sure to never let you see who I really was. It worked like a charm, too. You were so happy to have me in your life. Every aspect, your family, your friends, your job, I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. A life straight out of the movies. At least, that's what it felt like to me. And I needed to keep that. I needed to keep that forever, and I was so close until you told me to be honest. You told me. You wanted me to be vulnerable. You made this happen. Drink. Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie when you said you'd love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this. So pathetic. Sometimes I would wake in the middle of the night and panic, thinking you were gone, only to hear you in the bathroom. I'm so scared of losing you. I know what I've done, the bad things, terrible, awful, evil things. I don't know if I'll ever regret them because I liked how it felt. I wish I didn't, but I do. It's hard to feel guilt for something you did for love. Finish the bottle, baby. I need to clean this up. All of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. I can continue to be who you want me to be if you'll just stay with me. Would you do that? Please? I can't lose you. It'd be too much. We can love each other. I'll do that for you. I know you still haven't proposed, but I found the ring, baby. You hit it so poorly. I know you're ready for till death do us part. That's all I need. Just you and me here in this home, in our home. All I really want is to be loved, and that's what you've always given me. I need you to keep giving it. Thank you for listening. I feel a bit better talking it out. Shh, lie down, baby. I'm gonna take care of you. My sweet, perfect man. So gullible, so trusting. That's because you believe in the good of the world. You believe in the good in me. That's enough to keep me going. I'm gonna take care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all this, and we can go back to our happily ever after. There you are. I can't believe you're this hard even after drinking that much. I know you're going to be so sick later, but I'll be sure to take care of you then, just like I'll take care of you now. You know, I can finally tell you my secret about how I give the most perfect hand jobs ever. It's because I watched you, baby. I watched every chance I got. Watch exactly how hard you gripped, how fast, how long the strokes were, whether you played with your balls or fingered your ass. All of that I looked for, so that the first time I jerked you off, you would feel right at home. Fuck, I remember you came so fast, and you were so shocked at how good I was. I remember that I embarrassed you, so I took it easy on you the next few times. I didn't mind. I'm good at being patient. So good at it.
Oh, sorry, baby. I just need a taste. Fuck. I love how you throb on my tongue. If I just play with your balls like this. You're getting close, baby. I can feel your balls tightening up. I love that. I love knowing exactly how your body works. I love knowing everything about you. No, I think we're not done. I think it's time we started thinking about our future, where our life is heading. No, don't even try to fight it, baby. You're so fucked up right now, you can barely move. That's fine. The only thing I need you to do is just lay there and let me take care of you. I'm gonna ride you, baby. I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard, and you're gonna fill up my uterus with all of your cum. I haven't been on the pill for 3 months. Not that you noticed. I just tell you, I'm gonna go take my birth control, and you never even think to look twice. Sometimes I'll crinkle a plastic baggie to make it sound like I'm doing something, but that's all you need. You trust so easy, baby. That's why I love you. That's why I protect you. Now, be a good boy and give me all that cum. Oh, see how easy, how good I feel. See, we're made for each other. Oh, fuck, your cock and my cunt. Perfect match. Always. And if I lean forward, and I just kiss your neck. Run for me, baby. I want to hear how good you feel. Fuck. And if I just bounce. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting so close, baby. I want us to come together, okay? I'm gonna come while you put all your cum into my womb. Give it all to me, baby. Don't hold back. It's okay. You won't remember any of this in the morning, okay? You'll be happy again. Oh, I'll be happy. We'll get a happily ever after. We'll get a family. We'll have it all. Yes. Fuck. Yes, baby. You'll come. It's filling me up so much. Fuck. That's so hot. Fuck. This is gonna make us so much closer. This is perfect. I'm coming while you breed me. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. So good. Fuck. Oh, baby, are you getting sleepy? It's okay, you won't remember a single thing. Go to sleep, so we can go back to dreaming together.
baby, shh. Oh my God, you crazy man. You drank so much last night. I can't believe I let you get away with taking that many shots. You don't remember what happened? Oh, Jesus, you were just in some kind of mood. You were just knocking them back. It was kind of cute, but... and you know how hard it is for me to tell you no. Well, I know just the perfect hangover cure, which is a nice breakfast burrito and plenty of Gatorade. I'm going to run out real quick and grab that for you, but you just lie here and I'll be back. Mm-hmm. What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah, I love you too. Be back soon. I'll miss you. Mwah.